No, my purpose really, why I want to talk about the book, is to talk about some of the ethical issues that our young lawyer, Davey, runs into in the book. And really, those ethical issues can be boiled down to competence and mental state. And, yeah, I know, that's the depressing story that you get at all these seminars on the ethics discussion. But competence and mental state. And you know the rules. Rule 101 is that you can't accept or continue employment when you know or should know that the matter is beyond the lawyer's competence. And you know Rule 1.15, that you have to decline to represent or withdraw if a lawyer's physical, mental, or psychological condition materially impairs the lawyer's fitness to represent the client. And in this book, Davey accepts an assignment from a senior partner that, truthfully, he's not experienced enough to handle. But rather than decline to participate in the case, he's that young lawyer that says, you know, whatever you say, boss, I'm ready to go. Now, if you're trying car wrecks, and the truth is, if you're a young lawyer, that's probably what you're getting to try. And that's, frankly, as what I think of as an old lawyer myself, that's about all I'm getting to try. And obviously, the biggest cases are not going to be given to the youngest lawyer, or the most inexperienced lawyer is probably the better way to say that. And that makes economic sense. But frankly, all of us, when we're handed a case, if it's our first car wreck case, or it's a case of first impression for us, we really have to make a decision on, is this the kind of thing I want to get involved in? Now, just by way of background, let me talk about a little bit more about some of the characters in this book. And I apologize for reading to you, but I don't know how else to summarize.